DDBD starts with the commentary and follows with some gentle background sounds to help you meditate on the passage. The entire clip is 3 minutes long. 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 14b, the second half. In the day of the Lord Jesus. The day of the Lord Jesus, referring to Jesus' coming to assess the saints' actions while in the flesh, as Paul is using it here, is one day only. It can be understood as a 24-hour day that starts at sunset and goes through dawn, the light period, and ends at sunset, so 24 hours. It can only be Jesus' coming and judging the saints. The day of the Lord Jesus is not plural, like the last days elsewhere said. There's some other terms, but basically, besides in the last days, which I discuss on my webpage, freebiblestudyhelp.com, in the commentaries on these verses. The single day here is Jesus' second coming, and the plural in the last days is the time before his second coming. The day of the Lord contains the harvest that Jesus and the apostles taught and Paul is using here, such as in Matthew 13, 30, 39, verse 21, 34, and 41, chapter 25, verse 24 and 26, and Mark chapter 4, verse 29, chapter 12, verse 2, Luke chapter 20, verse 10, John chapter 4, verses 35 and 36, Romans chapter 1, 13, and 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verses 10 through 11, also Galatians 6, 9, and Revelation chapter 14, verses 15 through 16. The last days, plural, as Peter stated on Pentecost when he quoted Joel, started with Jesus' death and resurrection, the day of Pentecost, and will end when Jesus comes on the day of the Lord. The day of the Lord starts the Lord's 1,000-year reign. Apostle Paul says that he will boast of the Corinthian congregation on the day of the Lord Jesus. When I, like Paul, stand before Jesus to give an account on what I did with my life and the gifts given to me, what can I show him? What can I boast about? Jesus will say, "What did you do with the talents I gave you?" Sound familiar? It's in one of Jesus' parables, and there are several more, just like that one parable where he asked for the debts and the investments that were made. He will say this to all he calls. And Jesus says in that parable, "He who is given much, much will be expected." DDBD is sponsored by FreeBibleStudyHelp.com, home of Bible study, question sheets, commentaries, and information to help the individual and small group study the Bible.